Hi, I'm Matt Egan, the Director of Federal Affairs at States Trust, a project of the Texas Public Policy Foundation. Today, we'd like to thank Senator Tuberville for joining us. He's a strong conservative voice in the U.S. Senate representing the great state of Alabama. Senator, thank you for your time.
Thanks. Thanks for being here.
So, President Biden inherited the most secure border in our lifetime. But during that, since he's taken office, though, he's led 10 million illegal aliens enter the country, plus at least 2 million known gotaways. Now, another aspect of the border crisis has come to your attention. The Department of Veteran Affairs is providing resources for illegal aliens. Is that true?
It is true. They try to deny it, but the VA, and I'm on the VA committee, the VA is the largest healthcare system in the world. We need to take care of our veterans. The lines are long. We have 20 million veterans. We can only handle like 9 million, which is a lot of people. But to handle those 9 million, over the years, we have put what we call community care systems in, whether it's suburbs or in the rural areas where veterans don't have to drive hours to get there. Last year, we passed the PACT Act, which was a tremendous amount of money. So we're making a lot of progress on helping veterans. We need to help veterans in every possible way, especially healthcare. Well, come to find out, lo and behold, the illegal immigrants were having to pay for their food, their housing, their education. Now hospitalization in some areas is going to be used by the VA. And it's just unfortunate. Now the lines are going to get longer for the veterans. It's wrong. But, of course, this administration could care less because this is basically an open border, globalist documentation where they just want to push everybody into our country and get votes. They don't want to help anybody. They just want to get votes.
That's simply incredible and a true tragedy for those who have served our country.
It's terrible. It's getting worse every day. People are dying. You know, this Lake and Riley. But I did a speech on the floor a couple of weeks ago about her, and then I did one on a policeman. I think his Colonel Gadd was his name. Is from the state of Washington that was killed by a drunk illegal driving a car. But there's deaths every week caused by illegals. That should not happen. This is all on Joe Biden's watch. President Trump was trying to get the wall up. He got, 400 miles of the wall up, which was outstanding. But even Republicans tried to hold back on all the funding. But we got to get a wall, and we got to put a stop to this. And it's not going to happen until we get President Trump elected, but hopefully that's in the near future.
Well, we'll see what happens in the near future, sir.
Yeah.
So when we zoom out like you've just done, taking a look at the much larger picture that is the border crisis, the VA aspect is one part of it, that this whole of government approach that the Biden administration has undertaken. You recently wrote an op-ed that captured this quite well when you discussed what are the Georgia senators doing to secure the border. The Senate is supposed to be considering impeachment of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Are Georgia senators going to vote to impeach Secretary Mayorkas or let Laken Riley's murder be in vain? Behind the scenes, your colleagues, are they truly just unconcerned with this issue, or are they being bullied by the radical base?
Yeah, well, they're just standing in line like a bunch of ducks, following the headmaster. All they're doing, every Democrat, they always vote the same. There might be one or two every once in a while that will vote against the norm of a Democrat socialist, but that's what they do. And there's two senators from Georgia. I didn't hear anything from them for a week in terms of making a statement about this young lady that got killed, Laken Riley, on the campus of the University of Georgia. I gave a speech on the floor about it. As you said, I wrote an op-ed. You can't find anybody when it comes to a death by an illegal from the Democrat side. They all either have an excuse or they run for cover. But you can't hide. You cannot hide. Since I've been here, I've been in many, many meetings with Secretary Mayorkas, Homeland Security, and he'll lie to you in your face. Oh, our border's closed. I mean, they I don't think they know the truth. I really don't. They don't know either know the truth. They can't tell the truth. They will deny anything that's going on down there. I feel sorry for the Border Patrol every time I go. They're just overwhelmed. They've turned them into secretaries, by the way, too. Somebody that's just taking notes and filling out forms. There's nobody that's actually protecting our border or the American people or the taxpayers, because the taxpayers are paying a fortune for this. You also heard a few weeks ago, they couldn't deny it, that they flew 325,000 illegals by airplane in. And what they're trying to do is overrun some of the red states and try to get better redistricting where they can have more congressmen from the Democratic side instead of Republican. It's all a plan. It's been planned for years and years, and now they're getting to the point now where they're implementing the plan and wait to see what happens. And I've told people this, and it's going to happen. And I saw somebody say something about this today. I'm not the only one, that they'll start flying these Palestinians in. We'll take, I don't know, we could take up to 1 million from Palestine, come in here and make them citizens immediately, because the Biden administration could care less about America. They want an America that looks like they want it to look like. They want to transition it to something that they want to transition to. And it's wrong. The American people know that we have a constitution. We go by the constitution. We go by our laws. And we don't need people here telling us how to run things. So this administration has basically lost their mind. Again, it's all about power. It's all about getting reelected. And that's the reason that this election coming up in November is going to be one of the most important ever.
Mm-hmm. So I think you made a really strong point there when you discussed Lake and Riley's killer. And recently we've seen the president apologize not to Lake and Riley's parents, but for using the term illegal alien.
Oh, yeah.
Said, I think they've all completely just gone over the end.
Well, it goes to show where their priorities are at. And their priorities are, hey, we are much more beholden to people that are not from this country that come here because we know we can get their votes if we help them, if we encourage them, if we can give them a hospitalization, education, free food. It's confusing to the American people, especially the people in my state of Alabama. They ask, what are we doing? I mean, we need help here. Our farmers need help. You know, people in our high schools, they need more help. We're having the high schools in our state that were 10-15% illegals, basically, from Central America, are going up to 30%, 40%, and 50%. I mean, I'm talking about in the last 3 years, and most of these people can't speak English. They can't communicate. How do you teach these people? And then when you're having to help these people put so many resources into the illegals, what about the American citizen that's paying the tax money for their kids to go to school? That's another reason and another thing that eventually hope we can get around to in this country is school choice. We have to give the opportunities for kids to go to the school of their choosing where they feel like they fit in and take a voucher program and educate kids, not just in rural areas, but it would be really beneficial to minorities in the inner cities.
Yes, sir, we certainly agree with that. That's the best and easiest way to fix our education system this country.
Well, it's broken right now. I came from it for 40 years. I coached, I went in high schools in all 50 states. I recruited kids when I was a college coach. I talked to counselors, principals, superintendents, and it's atrocious. We don't teach reading, writing anymore. We have this Common Core math that's absolutely, totally confusing. That's changing our ACT scores and SAT scores. They're the lowest this year that they have been in 25 years in our country. We're dumbing down our country. This DEI and all this radical wokeism that the Democrats want to teach, there's nothing about merit anymore. So let's make everybody equal. Well, you can't do that because we live in a country where you compete to be the best. And if we stop that competition, we will not even be near the country we are.
Equal opportunities, not equal outcomes.
No, exactly. It's just something that I saw for years, how this our education was changing. And again, we've got so many woke teachers in this country now. I don't understand where they came from. But again, we're for everybody. Mm-hmm. But we're for everybody to compete to try to do the best they can. When I coached, I used to tell all my players, this country doesn't owe you anything but one thing. It owes you opportunity to succeed or fail. And if you fail, it gives you that opportunity to get up again and compete again and eventually win. That's what this country is great for.
Absolutely. So we're here. This country is for every American. And to kind of get back to our discussion on the border, we know that many senators and the president are kind of hiding behind what was known as the Senate Border Bill. They know that they, as you already stated, they this is a very tough political issue for them, so they have to do something, but at the same time, they're beholden to their very radical base. You and I both know that that bill would not have secured our border. It would have actually codified catch and release and exacerbated the crisis. Why would they put forward a bill like this that they know wouldn't fix the problem?
Well, first of all, we have laws in place that would already fix it, and I didn't really understand why we were trying to come up with and invent the wheel again. But we did. It started from leadership. Our leadership said, let's go in and try to work out a bill. Unfortunately, what happened is there wasn't a lot of communication while the bill was being put together. And the very first thing is, they're going to take up to 5,000 people a day. Well, wait a minute. I mean, who wanted to put that in there? I mean, there's nobody in the Republican side of our caucus, except for a few, that even knew that that was in the bill. So we didn't talk about it a lot, but it didn't go through. I call it not the border bill, it's a border giveaway. That's all it was. And it would codified laws that they're breaking now into laws that would be legal. And we definitely don't want that. We've got to protect this country. And, I just heard the speech the other night from President Biden. I was at State of the Union, and I hear all about this climate hoax and, Ukraine, and of course the Middle East is a problem, and China's our number one threat. The number one threat to this country, national security threat, is Joe Biden and the Democrats. Because what they're doing to our country, not outside, that's just for another story, but from the border in, has been detrimental to our Constitution, all of our laws, the crimes going on, everything. You put it all together, it's a total disaster. Mm-hmm. And again, anytime you bring somebody in, you're responsible for them. So we're responsible for all these illegals, not Joe Biden, not the Democrats, the American taxpayers. And they're not on the side of the taxpayers. They'll tell you they are, but they want to use the taxpayers and all these illegals. They want to use them as pawns to get what they want, is to change this country to something else and to retain power.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Border security is national security, and that is a simple fact. And to get back to a point we made at the opening, there are almost 2 million known gotaways. Those are just the ones we know got away. And what that represents is we know nothing about those individuals, and they were seeking to elude Border Patrol despite the fact they know they were going to be let into the country anyways. So,
well, just think about it. If you're going to go around an open border and try to find a space to crawl underneath the fence and go for 10 days and try to find your own food and water, but that's the direction you take, you're doing it for a reason, that you're not supposed to be here, and you're doing something illegal. You're probably a criminal, and there's, as you said, at least 2 million of them. I've talked to ranchers and farmers in Texas. They're devastated. Their properties ransacked. Their cattle are killed. You can't make it up of what this administration's allowing people outside this country to do to the American people inside this country. Every day it's a slap in the face. And we go back to one other thing. We talk about Laken Riley, brutally murdered. Now, she was brutally murdered. It wasn't one of those where, she was shot or stuck with a knife. She was bludgeoned, okay? Brutally murdered. But the thing about it is we lose 300 people a day to fentanyl and drugs that are coming across the border, overdosing, 300 a day. It's outrageous, and we're continuing to put up with this. And that should be something right there that should get a president impeached. When you're not fighting against that, this vice president and president have been down there, what, twice? One's been down there twice, and one, I guess Kamala Harris went down there once, but just went down there for a photo op. But nobody's really concerned about it. The concern for American taxpayer is what you're elected for. And if they're not going to do that, they don't deserve to be in office. I don't care who you are. And that would be Republican or Democrat.
Well, sir, your colleagues in the House, the conservatives of the House, put forward H.R. 2, the Secure the Border Act, which would force Biden's hand and force him to close the border and fix all the immigration loopholes that we currently have in law. Earlier, you correctly stated that President Biden could secure the border today if he chose to. Can you flesh that out a little bit more? What powers does Biden have that he's not using and choosing not to use?
Yeah, President Trump had it down. I mean, he worked with the president of Mexico. Now, I know Biden or Harris went, one of them went down to see the president. which there wasn't much to it. But President Trump basically forced her hand and said, listen, I'm going to close our border down ourselves, but it's also going to be at the bridges where there's trade going back and forth. If you don't put your military on our border to help you help on our side as well as yours. And they did that. And he implemented the Remain in Mexico policy. And instead of coming over and waiting around in our country for a time on the a court docket, you had to stay in Mexico. That worked perfectly. And so you just go back to that one item right there. We don't have to do anything else. Now, let me say this. We're all immigrants at one point, even our ancestors. And we need people in this country to come and make our country better. But we also need to take people from all over. We need to take people that speak English, are educated, that can help this country blossom. I don't mind taking people from Central America, but to have them come here that can't speak our language, some that don't want to assimilate to what our laws are, I don't want to have anything to do with them. We don't need them here. They don't deserve to be here. The American taxpayers have said we don't want them here, but the Biden administration, they don't listen.
Yes, sir. You make an excellent point there, especially regarding the importance of Remain in Mexico. We know that over 80% of those claiming asylum are doing so fraudulently and simply by making them wait on the other side of the border. Then when they call home and say, I didn't get into the country, I have to wait, and now I'm not going to get in, it stops that next wave from coming as well. So by stopping one, you're stopping and the entire cycle itself.
Yeah. Well, like we said earlier, we're flying them in from countries mm-hmm. all over. And putting them up, paying all their bills and all that. Probably the American taxpayer paying somewhere between $25,000 and $40,000 per illegal every year through taking care of these people. And it's just unfortunate. It's unfortunate, and we've got to put a stop to it. And this administration, when you refuse to say there's a problem, you're not going to fix a problem. And they even refuse to even acknowledge it. But it's going to get tougher and tougher as we go through this election. These next 8 months are going to be very interesting. You know where President Trump stands. You know where Joe Biden stands. One's for open borders, globalists. President Trump's for closing it down and protecting American people. I just hope enough people understand what's going on. Not just what you see on TV every day, but behind the scenes, what law enforcement's having to go through. All of our firefighters, military people, that's any type of law enforcement, it is out of control. We live in a country right now that is in a tailspin. And again, when you don't have control of your borders and when you don't have law and order within your country, which we don't in most of our big cities, you got major problems.
Well, we'll have to let records speak for themselves, hopefully, then.
Yeah, yeah. The records will speak for themselves. Again, they will spin this somehow. And of course, they blame us right now for, well, the Republicans had a chance to close the border. They voted against this border bill. Like, as I said, people, this wasn't a border bill. This was a border giveaway. This was codifying laws that would make the border even worse for years and years to come. So the Republicans didn't stop anything other than they stopped the Democrats, the globalists, from opening our borders even more.
Mm-hmm. Well, sir, and it gets back to the point you made earlier. No immigration laws have actually changed since President Biden took office versus what Trump had when he was in office. This is an opted-in decision by the Biden administration to create this crisis.
100%. I mean, it's a plan. It's been a plan all along. I mean, you can hear him talk on the Senate floor in videos from 15, 20 years ago, totally against what's going on now. Barack Obama, the same thing. I've seen speeches just recently that he gave that totally against illegal immigration. Big on the border. I don't know what's changed other than the fact that there's some people outside the realm of the Democratic Party, maybe overseas, the globalists. If you look what's happened in Europe, they've ruined their countries. Italy, France, Germany, UK, they let in all those immigrants. Now, they were legal. They allowed them to come in, okay, and made them citizens. Now they don't assimilate to their laws. There's places that you can't go in the big cities like London and Paris and Berlin. You can't go. I mean, and unless you go by their laws and their police, they have their own police. A lot of these illegals, they have taken over the politics. They've taken over mayor's positions. It was an experiment done in Europe. But the Big Apple that they really want is us. They want the United States of America. They want to take this country over, make it a socialist, communist country. We're headed in that direction about as fast as I've ever seen. Our country has changed so much since Joe Biden got in office that is unrecognizable to when he was not in office, when President Trump was in office. That's the reason this election is so important.
It's up to us as Americans to stop it, sir.
It is. Again, we're as a senator, I go everywhere and talk about this. I hope we reach enough people that they start to understand. Sometimes you think that you're invincible, you know, that nothing will happen to you. We all have done that in a young age of growing up. Sometimes you might do something that probably you look back going, I shouldn't have done that. I mean, that was dangerous. Well, what we're doing right now to this country is dangerous. And the United States of America is strong. We've been, 248 years? We've had a game plan, a set of rules, which is called the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. We've gone by that. The freedom of speech, the Second Amendment rights, all those things. And so we've stuck with it. We cannot afford now to change it in midstream just because we have a bunch of globalist socialists that want to change it to their liking. It's not going to happen. There'll be a fight before that happens. We hope it doesn't turn to that. We hope people realize that, hey, what's happening is real. I mean, this is not a dream. It's real. And so we've got to grab a hold and hold on and pull back the United States of America that we all grow to love, because it's helped so many millions of people over the years. And that's the reason people want to come here. But unfortunately, when you let people come here that want to change what we do, that's not in the game plan.
Senator, we'll close there. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Matt. Thanks for having me.